It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 10th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Lew Wallace, American lawyer, Union Civil War general, diplomat, and author of one of the most successful novels of the 19th century. Born in 1827 in Brookville, Indiana, Wallace is best known today for his historical adventure story, Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ, published in 1880. His military career included service in the Mexican-American War and the American Civil War. He attained the rank of Major General and participated in the battles of Fort Donelson and Shiloh, among others. He also served on the military commission for the trials of the Lincoln assassination conspirators, and he presided over the trial of Henry Wirtz, the Confederate commandant of the infamous Andersonville prison camp. After the war, Wallace was appointed governor of the New Mexico Territory and served as U.S. minister to the Ottoman Empire in present-day Turkey. Wallace retired to his home in Crawfordsville, Indiana, where he wrote fiction and biography until his death in 1905. He confessed in his autobiography that he took up writing as a diversion from studying law. In 1843, he began writing his first novel, The Fair God, but it was not published until 1873. A popular historical novel with Cortez's conquest of Mexico as its central theme, it was based on William H. Prescott's History of the Conquest of Mexico. Wallace's book sold 7,000 copies in its first year. Its sales continued to rise after Wallace's reputation as an author was established with the publication of his later novels, especially Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur is an adventure story of revenge and redemption. Because Wallace had never been to the Holy Land before writing the book, he did his research on the area's geography and history at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. as early as 1873. Sales were slow at first. Only 2,800 copies were sold in the first 7 months, but the book became popular among readers around the world. By 1886, it was earning Wallace about $11,000 in annual royalties. That's about $290,000 in present-day money, and it provided Wallace's family with financial security. By 1889, it had sold 400,000 copies, and the book had been translated into several languages. In 1900, Ben-Hur became the best-selling American novel of the 19th century, surpassing Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin. Amy Lifson, an editor for Humanities magazine, identified it as the most influential Christian book of the 19th century. At the time of its 100th anniversary in 1980, it had never been out of print and had been adapted for the stage and several motion pictures. The novel had millions of fans, including several influential men in politics, U.S. President and Civil War General U.S. Grant, President James Garfield, and Confederate President Jefferson Davis were all enthusiastic admirers. Its sales continue right up to the present day, and currently total upwards of 50 million copies. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 10th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.